virtue.
Yes.
Came out of
M-O.
Huh. And so that is what we want, virtue, yes, to come out. Yes. The anointing of
God. Yes.
Amen.
That it can reach and meet every need. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It can cleanse every sin. It can cleanse. It can energize
us
with all that we lack, the spiritual energy and strength that we lack to get virtue out of the blood of Jesus and His presence with us in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. know there are more things than we can utter. There are more situations than we can address.
There are.
And I see the Lord's hand moving in the different areas of our lives. Personal lives, business situations, work situations, home situations, marriage situations. I see the Lord.
Oh, yes.
The hand of the Lord.
Amen.
Moving. Amen. Moving. Wanting to put right. And we are only placing certain things before Him. And He wants all.
Amen.
All to be placed before Him.
Yes.
He said, every sin will have to go under the flow of the blood of Jesus.
Oh my God.
Every failed business, every situation that is causing us grief, pain, and setting us back in our walk with the Lord.
Amen.
He's calling for total surrender. Lay it all, because He said, for thou art my nearest brother. That song came out of a situation in which Israel was at a very critical time, and the covering was needed, the flow was needed, and so God prepared a way.
Amen.
And He brought forth those words to be life and strength, deliverance, and authority. Hallelujah. So may the Lord help us, that every need that comes from that song, from the lifeblood, from the covering, be met this day. So we can sing and we can do everything that we feel that we can do. But God is waiting. And God is demanding. He's demanding complete sacrifice. Complete sacrifice. And nothing will be left. Nothing will be left uncovered by the blood, or uncovered by His mantle. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And that is the purpose for which God has called us. He has not called us. The time of church and singing and carrying on is finished. It's finished. He wants to do business with us. He wants to do business with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And not one is going to be missed, because to put off for another time is another situation. Is another situation that God is trying to deliver us out of. And He said, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper.
My God.
And unless we lay all at His feet, leaving nothing, then the Lord will not be able to have His full way with us. Amen. And give us the fullness of deliverance that we need. Hallelujah. We need deliverance for ourselves. Yes. We need deliverance for our family. Some families are bound with certain types of hindrances. And it goes right through the family. And God has come to us a time as this, when he wants to meet us. He wants to meet us. The church is at a critical time. Amen. And we saw the miracles. We see the ministry. We see the Lord bring forth many, many words of life. But he is calling to us and saying, what are we doing with these things? They are supposed to bring us into the fullness. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I want to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. I feel the love of God moving in this little place here.
Amen.
And I thank God for the few faithful ones that are standing. For we are in the time of the apostasy. When the church will apostatize from God. I asked a minister one day, I said, this thing says that there would be a time of apostasy. Now, who will be the apostates? He said, the people will be falling from the church. I said, no, the church would be falling from God.
Amen.
That's the apostasy that is against God. Now, God has elected us, ordained us. Something happened here this morning that was not planned.
Amen.
No, it was not planned.
Amen.
What God planned here this morning is that we should become conduits of His glory. And as we sat down here, my kids came before me. Hallelujah. And I blessed them. You know, the brother that prayed, that asked us to pray this morning, he surely has received that touch. And you know what the Lord said to me? He said, you're not just a conduit for now, but when you leave this building, you're going to continue to be putting out the glory of God and the blessing and the deliverance. Now, Jesus is a deliverer. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ is the energy and life of Almighty God. Now, I don't know if we can understand it, but God who made the heavens and the earth, God who fills everything, this mighty God that we cannot conceive God fully in our minds. Amen. This God, hallelujah, is the one that has come into us and want to use us as conductors of His power and His glory. Hallelujah. Now, if we can understand that, you see, the Pentecostal church lost its way because the Pentecostal church began to major in something else beside what God intended.
Right.
When God made man, He intended to inhabit man.
Amen.
As a temple, and that man should be the very essence of God, walking and talking.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we have put in a lot of things. We said, okay, if a man speak in tongues, he's filled with the Holy Ghost. I've seen so many people who speak in tongues who are not filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. So, therefore, we cannot use speaking in tongues as a sign of the Holy Ghost. But if you speak in tongues and you walk in the Spirit and you live right and you emanate the glory of God from your being, then I believe you are filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
So then, the point is that we must now begin to bring back the church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. We must begin to bring back the church. But when the fifth angel rose up, he said, wait, don't bring the destruction on the earth until we have sealed. We who?
Hallelujah.
We you. And the Holy Ghost working through you will seal the servants of God in their minds. The minds of the people of God have turned from God and turned to different things. Amen. My church, my organization, my this and my that has divided God. Amen. There is no church organization before God. Amen.
That's right.
There is no my before God.
Amen.
When God speaks through His church. Those who are born of the Spirit and walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you do not walk in the Spirit, you will fulfill, help me, the lusts of the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, not whether you want to or not, you are going to.
Amen.
If you do not walk in the Spirit of God, you feel automatically you fulfill the things of the flesh. Now, God spoke to me last night about the warfare in the soul. We are at war. And if you don't know it, you better know it now. We are at war. And at this time, God is allowing Satan to pull out all his, bring out all his equipment. And it is the last time for him. Amen. And it's the last time for us. So God is saying that the power of the enemy will meet the power of God.
Yes.
You understand? He is not going to leave us down there powerless while big devils are standing above us. Any size the devil is, he's going to lift you to that size. I was in Africa. And this great spirit that rules in Nigeria, the Mammy Water Spirit, they call her. They call the spirit. This spirit is very bold, manifests himself coming to the schoolhouse. And a woman looking like a mermaid stand upright in the schoolhouse before the children. The children get excited, frightened, jump through the window, 13 dead. She gets the amount of blood she wants, and then she leaves. Things like that happen. And we see, we can talk about many things we have seen actually happen in Africa. And so when God sent me to Africa, he showed me the destruction of the spirit, that we would destroy the spirit. All right, when I went to Africa and told the brethren, one brother, one of my dear favorite brothers, he said, oh yes, when Jesus comes. And when you say that in that tone of voice, you mean that somewhere way back down there. Say, yes, you'll defeat Mommy Water when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. But Jesus has maybe said, Jesus comes inside here. And hallelujah, that was the defeat of the spirit. And so I had this vision, and three of us as men were running from the spirit. The spirit was chasing us and we were running. Mighty big thing way up there. And we were small compared to this spirit. And so we ran through the bushes and we reached to a point, and God said to me, why are you running? Said, turn around and face it. When I turned around and faced the thing, it was this wide in human form and way up above the ceiling here, 10 feet tall, and big arms like this. And I faced the thing, and in the name of Jesus, I grappled with her. And the moment I grappled with her, it came down to my height. God, he brings an equalizer, you see. He's not, he said, don't hurt the earth. Don't, that's its carnal realm. Don't hurt the sea. That's the nations. Don't hurt the trees. That's the tall Christians. Until we have sealed the servants of God in their minds. It is in your mind. That's why the world is fighting for your mind so much.
Yes.
That is the reason you must control the television in your house, because
yes,
it takes
amen.
The mind of the children.
That's right.
Amen. It tells the people how they should behave.
Yes.
Hollywood set the pace. A filthy place like Hollywood. Hollywood is one of the most filthy places on earth.
That's right.
Amen. One young man went to Hollywood and he was a good artist, and so he got a spot in some of these shows. And one time they invited him to a party, so he stupidly went to the party. He said, "All these big stars, you see, when they came in, everybody strip off their clothes and they jump into a pool." Hallelujah. And there were like crabs in a pool. And he said it was the most horrible thing that ever happened. There were homosexuality and everything going on at the same time. And it was total madness. Drinking, doing everything at the same time. And it destroyed him. It destroyed him. My goodness. I'm telling you, this is what you're looking at. You know, this is what you're looking at on your television screen. You know, you switch on that thing and you see Hollywood come up. Some of those are demons in human flesh. They need deliverance. You can't look at them. You can't sit down for 2 hours taking a show with them there and your mind is turned from God. Amen. And so the world affects you. Hollywood affects you. The financial world affects you. And it's a war against the soul. I give you a picture of the picture that God has given to me here. Let me explain.
The three circles?
Yes, sir. No, I want, this would be God.
Yeah.
Father, this would be Son. This is the Holy Ghost, my spirit, my soul, my body.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes. We're talking about war in the soul. Your soul is at war and it's fighting for to come in. Let us turn to Psalm 24. To you, lift up your heads. It needs focus. Okay. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Now, fighting the war of the soul, you are commanded to lift up your head.
Amen.
I can't lift up your head.
Amen.
In other words, there is a gate and a bar to the soul. God has set barriers in the human being. Barriers between mind and emotions, will and desires. These areas are the areas of attack. When something gets into your mind, it affects your emotions. You feel or you see something and it affects the emotions. God is saying, lift up your heads. In other words, when the enemy comes in like a flood, open the other gate that Jesus may come in.
Hallelujah.
And he raise up a standard against him. You follow what I'm saying? The way to defend yourself against the forces of darkness, amen, is when you can open the other gate. You have to learn how to open God's gate.
Amen.
As a young Christian, Jesus took me and he said, "Come, let me show you the crucifixion." Amen. He took me to the whipping post and they whipped him. And I remember one scripture said, "By his stripes ye are healed." And I always wondered, why? Why by his stripes? Wasn't I healed by his blood from his side? Wasn't I healed by the blood from his head? Why did you say by his stripes ye are healed? And God said that was the first drawing of blood. When they whipped him, from the moment the whip touched him and the blood flew out of that wound, you were healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So by his stripes. And then I saw the stripes, the lacerated back. Amen. The blood running down. I saw the crown of thorns put on. A man took a stick and hit it. And like a pincushion. I want you to see with me. You see, the vividness of the crucifixion is what you need in the time of battle. Amen. I'm going to tell you the story. After he showed me that, the blood came down, it ran down his cheek. Then they went on and they put in the nails in his hand. I saw him hanging like this, right hand, left hand, and he was slumping to the left side like this, and the blood was coming down. And the picture stayed with me as a young man. In my battles, the picture could help me as a young man. Amen. I was in India, and the great angel of death, Kali. You ever heard of Kali? The great angel of death, Kali. I was in Nagarkoil. Nagarkoil is a place where all the sorcery in the world concentrate, in India. I was in Nagarkoil, and the Satanists began to beat their drums. And one of the brethren went down there, and what they were saying, because I didn't understand Indian language, the brother said they were drinking goat's blood. And they said, tonight we drink goat's blood, tomorrow we drink American blood. Amen. And we almost lost one of the brothers there. And so, when I went in that night, suddenly, I went to sleep, and the moment I put my head on the pillow and my eyes closed, immediately Kali jumped into the room. And this horrible thing, you know, and I was grappling with him. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you by the blood of Jesus. It was not enough. You hear me now? If you're going to fight, make sure your gun is charged before the battle. Hear me? You have to have your weapon ready. That's why your mind must be already charged with the blood of Jesus if you're going to fight a battle of life and death. When the thing grabbed me and I began to rebuke him in the name of Jesus, he couldn't do what he was wanting to do, but I couldn't overcome him. We were there tussling together, and he was just going like this, and Jesus came and touched me on the shoulder, whispered. He said, the blood. And when he said the blood, immediately I saw him hanging on the cross, the blood coming down, and my soul rejoiced, because you have to have it in your heart, not just in your lips.
Amen.
Lip service doesn't mean anything to Satan when you're in a battle. You have to have it deeply grounded and rooted in you. You know what? If you don't have it rooted in your mind and in your heart, when the battle comes, you forget.
Amen.
Somehow or the other, the spirits make you forget. And when I call upon the blood of Jesus, amen, and my heart turned from this tussling,
amen,
to the cross,
amen,
I looked up and I saw blood coming from the ceiling, like the ceiling was bleeding blood. and one drop hit him in his head. Remember, we are here tussling, and a drop of blood hit Kali in his head, and he slumped to the floor. And when the thing slumped to the floor, it was like a piece of cloth, no, like without a body, a cloth without a body. And I went to kick the thing outside, and he just right under the door took off. Amen.
Oh yes.
Praise be to God. I know that that spirit had never got that blow before.
Hallelujah.
He was so surprised. This generation, these people who God is training now, you are training to destroy the powers of the principalities that rule this earth. For a long time they've had their way. God is bringing up a people that the littlest child could call upon the name of Jesus and destroy the power of the mightiest spirit in hell.
Amen.
I want you to believe me. Amen. Because we have seen it, we have walked in it, and we know the mistakes we have made. The mistakes you can make is to call out the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. That doesn't work. You have to have your weaponry. Pardon me. You have to believe in your weapons. You have to know how to use them. And the only way it can be is when you practice.
Exercise. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. You have to exercise the power of God in your mind. As I said yesterday, he told the Jews, he said, keep it as frontlet between your eyes. Go to Israel, you see some Jewish rabbi with a little black box right between his eyes. And he's there, poor fella, but blessed be to God Almighty, we got the message. Amen. Between your eyes, he's talking about in your mind. Your mind is the head of your soul. Hallelujah. And unless your mind is engrafted into God and into the business of God, you're a loser.
Amen.
Amen. You must have your mind right.
Amen.
The devil is doing everything to disrupt your mind. All that you see going on around here, all the sexuality. Remember, there were four spirits that were loosed. The spirit of murder, the spirit of fornication, the spirit of lying and theft. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right. Say it again.
Sorcery.
Sorcery. Sorcery. Sorcery. Thank you. Sorcery. Four spirits. The spirit of murder was the first one.
Yes.
The spirit of fornication was the second. Sorcery.
Sorcery and theft.
And theft. I mean, everybody is robbing somebody.
Yes.
You go into the store to buy something, it's all robbery.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
It's all robbery. I got a letter from the Bank of America saying that I owe them $4,500. Amen. Guess what? From 30 years ago.
Mercy.
From 1978 to now, what? How much is that? Yes, that I owed them $4,500 30 years ago. Hallelujah. I lived in California and had an account there. I never borrowed anything from them. Never even had a credit card. But this is what it is now. People are doing things. They know you have no defense. You have no defense. I have no papers, for I don't owe them. Amen. But they have it written down and they put it on my credit. Yes. Brethren, we are in a time when the sons of God must arise.
Amen.
Now I'm telling you how you can arise. He says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. In other words, when Satan come in like a flood, open the gate. and let Jesus come in. I remember the time when Jesus touched me on my shoulder in India. I remember another time in Jamaica when these people swear that I must be dead and that they had the power to kill me. And I knew they had no power to kill me. And this thing came right in and knocked me down. Oh, yes. It knocked me down on my bed. And my arms were as heavy as lead. My tongue was heavy. My head was heavy. And this thing was sitting on top of me. Jesus Christ jumped into the bed beside me. And he touched me on my left shoulder and said, "It is not a natural fight. It is a spiritual fight." You know, if something just run into you, the first thing you want to do is to resist. Right. He said, "Now, I just relax." And the cross of Jesus rose up before me. The same cross that I saw before. And the blood was dropping down. And I said, "Thank you, Jesus. That blood will deliver, will kill, destroy every devil in hell." And the blood fell right in my face. And my whole body convulsed and shouted, "Jesus!" Threw him against the wall. Amen. Sorcerers died like flies. Amen. They say I'm a murderer, you know, Brother Jerry. Yeah. these mighty sorcerers had accidents. Amen. I used to say my father drove the train. The engineer drove the train, and the train ran over the sorcerer. Yes, ran over him, kill him. So the point is, what I'm trying to drive to you is that God has a protection to his people. Amen. And your mind, I want to go into the details of the mind, but I'm not going to do it now because it is after 12 o'clock. Amen. And I believe God has been working here since morning. Yes.
And one of the ways he's made that easy for us to open the gates is music.
Yes, yes. Well, that again is another trouble.
You better believe it.
Because when you talk about Christian music, I can hardly find a station on the radio that plays Christian music. Yeah. It is rock, and it is Christian rock, and it is from hell.
Amen. Amen.
You see, the Elijah came before Ahab, or Ahab came before Elijah. And Ahab said, "I want you to tell me, prophesy to me." And Elijah said, "Well, where is the minstrel? Get a minstrel to play some music for me." Amen. And it was heavenly music. He couldn't play any rock. Amen. You see, so, hallelujah. Can you imagine? The minstrel come in and start boom, 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 boom before Elijah. He had to play heavenly music, and the music, he started to prophesy. So that is a way that opens it. But I'm saying, brother, when you are in trouble, it must be the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Begin to think on the blood of Jesus in your mind. Now, to do that, you have to start now.
Amen.
Take your Bible. You know, I don't know, but I believe God caused Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson is not a good person. Praise God, we pray for him.
Amen.
And I believe God has a hand on him. There's no way, there's no way that a man could produce that picture unless God Almighty had his hand on him. See, honey, you're going to hear one day he'll come. But that picture was the most gruesome thing you could ever see. I mean, they couldn't beat any human being like they beat him. And like they beat Jesus in the show. And actually, according to Roman law, they could not beat him like that. You could not receive more than 39 stripes. Amen. 40 less one. You couldn't receive more. But they gave him 39 stripes three times. They they beat him with the chapter 9, and they beat him with the whip, and then they beat him with what else?
The rod.
But you see, the truth is, he brought forth a point, and then the whole gruesome thing that they did to Jesus is something you must take your Bible and read it. Yes, let the husband and the wife take it and read it together and understand it. Don't just rush through it. And when you understand it, you keep thinking about it. Amen. Keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about it. You know, God says that the clean animal chews its cud.
Amen.
What's the meaning of that? Why was that in the Bible? Some naturally say, oh, it was in the Bible so that we might eat good food. Amen. That was in the Bible because God was not talking about animals. He was talking about Christians.
Amen.
The people of God, you take the word of God and you roughly run through it. Then you go over it. Then all day while you're working, you're thinking of it in your mind. Amen. And the more you think of the word of God in your mind, it is the more the radiation of God comes forth in the workplace that you know nothing about.
Amen.
Amen. You don't know about it, but the radiation of God is touching everybody in the workplace. Oh, yes.
Amen.
And, you know, I used to work in an office while I was going, you know, preaching the word of God. And I can remember some of the things that happened in the office. You know, one day the boss come in and said, "You are fasting again, aren't you? Aren't you fasting again?"
Amen.
I said, "Yes." Yeah, no. The point I'm trying to show you is that the things that come through your mind, they radiate through your soul and they radiate outside.
Amen.
That's why God brought us this morning with that exercise. We had an exercise here that was magnificent. And flow through me.
Amen.
Let the lifeblood of the body. When you talk about the body of Christ, you're talking about Jesus Christ the head.
Amen.
Amen. And the lifeblood flow through the body. Hallelujah. And it touches everybody so that you have power to preach the gospel without saying one word. The greatest preachers don't talk.
Right.
It's not words that preach.
Amen.
It's power of God that preaches.
Amen.
And the power of God comes through the believer even when you are silent. Just a look. And you look upon somebody. And he's either mad with you or he submits. Amen. Yes. Anybody ever mad with you for looking? Amen. Somebody can get blind mad with you because of how you look at him. Amen. And you must begin right now. The clean animals, Leviticus chapter 11. Leviticus 11 says that the clean animals will chew their cud and that they will bring it up. Eat it again. And the last time they do that, you know what happens? It becomes flesh. It becomes part of the animal. The grass that was there on the ground becomes meat inside the animal. And so God Almighty is saying that you must do like the clean animal. You receive the message from the Lord. You go home, ruminate over it. Go over it. Go over it. If something that preacher said that you didn't understand, get to him. Get it. Ask him. Question him. You know, I mean, I know that most preachers don't like you to question them. You see, so I don't classify myself as a preacher. I classify myself as a messenger. And if I say something, I'm saying it because it's something that I heard from the Lord. And if I don't put it right, you are supposed to question. Amen. Don't swallow it.
Amen.
Don't just swallow it and then you run and start spouting. You must make it become you, your message, your flesh, your blood. And then when you talk it, you know that what you're saying. So praise be to God. Brother, I think maybe we should close down now and come back at 2.
Might be a good idea.
Yes. Praise be to God. So at that point, I want us to hold it a little bit. Just to hold that point. Because the Spirit of God is talking to us about the warfare in the soul. And many of us don't know how to battle the warfare in the soul. And I want to tell you how, as a youth, a young man, how I battled. My family were a people of violence. We were fighting on the street. We were fighting. If we didn't get a fight for a day, we would be very sad. You see, we had to fight. Just, we love it. I don't know if you, anybody here has been in that condition that you had to be hit. In a fight, if you don't get hit, you don't feel good. You know, when you get hit now and you start hitting back people, you feel justified. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? Amen. So the devil was in the whole family, you see, and the familiar spirit.
Yeah.
And the battle that I had to get rid of the familiar spirit. Amen. Yes, I want to tell you a little bit about it and how you, every one of us, have some familiar spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And we need to open our eyes and look at it carefully. And see what kind of familiar spirits we have. Sexuality. You see. Demons that reign in families. You see, the kingdom of God against the kingdom of Satan. And the kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of God and His Christ. So that the victory, we know the end of the battle. But at present, we are in it. And we have to know how to fight. Hallelujah. So God bless you. And God keep you, and think about what I'm saying. And we come back again in the afternoon.